You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. Everything's customizable these days. Your trading platform can be too. With Think or Swim, you can customize screeners, charting, and stock forecasts so the market is always tailored to you. You can get started at tdameritrade.com/thinkorswim. Young people aren't as invincible as they might think. The White House is considering phone tracking, and China hit a major, positive milestone. Here's what you should know today. First, CDC data shows coronavirus poses a serious risk for younger people. According to a CDC analysis, younger and older Americans contract COVID-19 at the same rate, and 1 in 5 people between 20 and 44 have been hospitalized. This serves as an important reminder that no one is immune, and everyone should be taking the necessary precautions. Second, China has no new local infections. China has hit a major milestone. For the first time since the coronavirus outbreak struck, all of its new cases reported on Thursday involved people who had come to China from elsewhere. If this is more than a statistical blip, it will signify a remarkable turnaround for the Chinese government. Third, kids are convincing their boomer parents to take coronavirus seriously. This pandemic has induced a funny role reversal. People in their 30s and 40s are nagging and concerned, while their baby boomer parents remain unfazed. This makes sense when you consider the eras they grew up in. Fourth, the White House is considering using phones to monitor COVID-19. Google and Facebook are discussing plans with the White House about using cell phone location data to tackle COVID-19. It's possible this will provide valuable information, but it could also erode our privacy. Fifth, coronavirus is disrupting social media's first line of defense. In an effort to protect contractors' health, tech companies are sending their content moderators home. Without them, social media could become even more frightening. Stay vigilant. And finally, your daily distraction. Actress Gal Gadot, who you may know as Wonder Woman, posted a video to Instagram of herself and some celebrity friends, from Sarah Silverman and Mark Ruffalo to Zoe Kravitz and Will Ferrell, singing John Lennon's song, Imagine. Go watch it. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.